Can you tell us about the UFO sighting at Port
Harcourt? Oh, yes, I will. Now, you will get the same information as what I have. My boss, when I was doing my apprenticeship, was Tug Wilson or Whack Wilson, and he was my boss. He taught me my apprenticeship and whatever. Now, he lived at... houses that overlook the harbour? They were the old council houses. Oh, crikey, my brain is gone.
The sort of zigzag road up to the village.
Yes, yeah, those houses there. Oh, God, what do they call them?
Oh,
I can't.
It's going to annoy us until we work it out.
Yeah. Anyway, he lived up there, and I bought a tandem off him. You know a tandem? Christ, I used to curse him for that, because every day I was always late for work, so I had to ride my tandem. Anyway, he was telling me, and his wife verified this. She said, Phil, whether you believe this or believe it not, she said, I went to go to the toilet about 6 o'clock one morning, and it was a beautiful morning. She said, and I looked out, and I saw this silver disc in the harbour going round and round. She said, I called Tug Wilson, her husband, and it was him telling me. He said, whether you believe this, Phil, or not, he said he went round that harbour a dozen times. It was a huge disc. He said, I reckon it was about 100 foot. It was quite big, he said. And it just went round and round at least a dozen times, all round the harbour. And it wasn't something that we were making up. It was definitely something solid. And it went round and round. And she said, honestly, Phil, she said, we couldn't believe it. And it said, and then it went, woof, you've never seen anything go so fast. Now, that is exactly what I was told. And I mean, he wasn't making it up, you know, he, and neither was she, but what it was, you know, who knows, I haven't got a clue.
Well,